the Church of the Conqueror. Let us bow our heads and our knees before our God and pray. Our wonderful Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in complete control of the universe. Nothing is happening without your knowledge and your approval. We thank you for the great plan of salvation. You revealed that plan to us through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. We know how to be saved from eternal death. We thank you for this knowledge, and we have accepted you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord. We have been born again and justified, and you're preparing us now for your return. We thank you for the church, for the remnant, the conquering remnant. We know that you are our captain, the captain of salvation. You are leading us into battle. We are not fighting alone. We thank you that the victory has already been promised to us, and we rejoice in that. Please speak to us now as we contemplate the theme, the Church of the Conqueror. In Jesus' beautiful, powerful name, amen. Dear friends, we know from the Bible that Satan was conquered in heaven by Jesus Christ. And through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, when Jesus lived among us 2,000 years ago. Secondly, we also know that Satan will one day be conquered by an angel. We find that in Revelation 20, 1-3. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Thirdly, Satan is also conquered by the saints, the followers of Jesus. Revelation 12:11. They overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. As sure as there is a God in heaven, there is also a people on earth who are conquering Satan. It is our privilege to belong to a conquering church. You remember that Gideon had an army of 32,000 men. God said to him, "It's too many, Gideon." God reduced the army to 300 men. Then the Lord asked Gideon to lead the 300 men in an attack of 500,000 Midianites. And Gideon's army was victorious. A similar situation is today. Today, a small army of seven Adventists are facing a big army of Babylonians. Five Testimonies, 753. The world is not without a ruler. The program of coming events is in the hands of the Lord. The majesty of heaven has the destiny of nations as well as the concerns of his church in his own charge. 8 Testimonies 42. Now the church is militant. Now we are confronted with a world in midnight darkness, almost wholly given over to idolatry. But the day is coming in which the battle will have been fought, the victory won. That means Satan is conquered by the Church of Christ. Satan is conquered in the lives of church members. They first conquer sin in their lives, their sinful inclinations. This is where it all begins. Secondly, they conquer sin in their homes. Thirdly, they conquer sin in the church. We can sin in our relationship with each other, you know. When that happens, no new converts can be brought into the church. Friend, have you conquered dissension, separation, coldness in your particular church? Satan will tempt us until the end to be separated and alienated from each other inside the church. He will never give that up. Only love and esteem for all the brethren can keep you in the church. Fourthly, the saints conquer sin in their private social life. Zechariah 7:5, speak to all the people of the land and to the priests, saying, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months, even those 70 years you were in exile, was it for me that you fasted? For me? Today, many of us fast. We subdue our inclinations. We open our hearts to hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit. How much we need the leadership, the transforming power of the Holy Spirit to overcome our weaknesses. But we can make mistakes even while fasting. Zechariah 7:9. Thus has the Lord of hosts spoken. Execute true judgment. Administer true justice. Show mercy. Show kindness. And tender compassion every man to his brother. Oh, how many times do you use harsh words in your home? Our homes are the places where we let loose our tongues. Our homes are the places where relationships are ruined. Zechariah 7:10. Oppress not the widow or the fatherless, the temporary resident or the poor, and let none of you think evil against his brother in your heart. All right, so we fast, which is very good. But how do we stand with each other? It is a heavenly art to live together harmoniously with those who are different from us. To keep together in a crisis is a heavenly gift. Zechariah 8:16. These are the things you shall do. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Speak the truth to each other. Friend, is your speech building others up? Are you able to tell the truth to others in love? It is easy to cover up truth in order to keep a friendship. To be able to be frank with another person without insulting him requires an anointing from heaven itself. Zechariah 8:17. And let none of you think, imagine, or devise evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath, for all these things I hate, says the Lord. The Lord hates falseness and cunning behavior. We, on the other hand, applaud those who outsmart others. We are all born with inborn falsehood. If you hate the falsehood that is in your heart, it is only thanks to the grace of God. If you meet a person who has not yet conquered falsehood in his nature, do not despise him, but show mercy. Don't ever say, I hate false people. That's not biblical. The Lord does not hate anyone, not even a false person. Hate falsehood, but love the person. Zechariah 8:19. Love truth and peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. So when we fast, when we speak the truth, when we harbor no evil thoughts against another person, when we are faithful and loving, then we can ask the Lord for the latter rain. Zechariah 10:1. Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make flashing clouds and give them showers of rain grass in the field for everyone. But only when? When our relationship in our homes, in our churches, and in the world are built on biblical foundations. Only then. Zechariah 12:10. And I will pour on you, on the house of David, and on inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they have pierced. They will mourn for him as one who mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one who grieves for a firstborn. Zechariah 13:1. In that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. What is that fountain? The blood flowing from the side of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice Savior. Zechariah 14:1 and 5b. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. Thus the Lord, my God, will come, and all the saints with you. 8 Testimonies 2:51. The time has come for a thorough reformation to take place. When this reformation begins, the spirit of prayer will actuate every believer and will banish from the church the spirit of discord and strife. We must all pray, O Lord, drive the spirit of discord and strife out of me. Our church is now in a crisis. It will not stop until the sifting and shaking is over. Then the latter rain and the loud cry will follow. 8 Testimonies 41. In vision I saw two armies in terrible conflict. One army was led by banners bearing the world's insignia. The other was led by the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. Standard after standard was left to trail in the dust as company after company from the Lord's army joined the foe, that means the enemy. And tribe after tribe from the ranks of the enemy united with the commandment-keeping people of God. 5 Testimonies 136. When the religion of Christ is most held in contempt, when his law is most despised, then should our zeal be the warmest and our courage and firmness the most unflinching. To stand in defense of truth and righteousness when the majority forsake us, to fight the battles of the Lord when champions are few, this will be our test. At this time, we must guard the warmth from the coldness of others, courage from their cowardice, and loyalty from their treason. The nation will be on the side of the great rebel leader. Friends, we are born for victory, not for defeat. 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we are standing in front of a gospel-hating world. But Jesus says to all of us in his remnant church, don't be afraid. I have conquered the world. My victory is yours. Jesus Christ is making his people as hard as steel so that we can resist the attacks of Satan. How does he do it? How does he train us for the last great crisis? By sending us into dangerous situations. Example, Moses ran away from Egypt. God sent Moses into a wilderness for 40 years. Then God appeared to him in a burning bush and said, go back to Pharaoh and lead my people out of Egypt into the promised land. But Moses was afraid. He did not like it. It was a dangerous mission. Jesus sends his people back from that which they run away. The second illustration, the command to the disciples was, remain in Jerusalem. Go to the Sanhedrin. I'm sending you into the greatest danger. But in my name, you will conquer. And so today, the Seventh Adventist Church must stand in front of the beast and the dragon and conquer, not run away. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Friend, if you want to be saved, do not take any opportunity to run away. For great is he who fights for us. 2 Thessalonians 5:17. Nothing is apparently more helpless, yet really more invincible than the soul that feels its nothingness and relies wholly on the merits of the Savior. God would send every angel in heaven to the aid of such a one rather than allow him to be overcome. 8 Thessalonians 10. In the darkest days, when appearances seem so forbidding, fear not. Have faith in God. He is working out his will, doing all things well in behalf of his people. Hebrews 11 contains a long list of the heroes of faith. But that roster is not yet finished. Jesus Christ is the God of the conquerors. The Bible says that though a righteous man falls 7 times, he gets up 7 times too. Proverbs 24:16. Why? Because the power of Jesus Christ flows in his veins. On the sea of glass, everyone is a conqueror. A conqueror over his own mind and his own sinful nature. By the power of Jesus, he conquered sin, the world with its temptations, and Satan. 6 Thessalonians 1:40. He who trusts in his leader, in this leader, the highest general, the Lord Jesus Christ of heaven, will never know defeat. Defeat comes in depending on human methods, human inventions, and placing the divine secondary. Example, there was once a chess game between a young beginner and an experienced player. The young beginner was losing badly. Suddenly a man walked into the room and said to the loser, "I'm an expert. I'm an expert in the game of chess. Although you seem to lose the game, I can still win it for you in the last minute, just in 2 steps, provided you allow me to take your place." Dear friends, you might feel right now that you are losing the fight against sin, temptation, and the devil. But Jesus Christ steps in. He's the expert. He can still win. In 2 steps, he can save your life. Step 1, your repentance. Step 2, your full surrender to him. Revelation 21:7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. May this church learn to overcome by the power of Jesus Christ. Romans 13:11. And do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to awaken out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Cassette Ministries presentation. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International Copyright American Cassette Ministries, All rights reserved. To order CDs or audio cassettes of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 1-800-233-4450. International calls, please dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americancassette.org. There you will discover the largest selection of genuine Adventist preaching available. American Cassette Ministries is not a one-man band. It's an orchestra of outstanding speakers who are all on the same theological page. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Cassette Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? Our email address is info@americancassette.org. We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and financial support are important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.